בשעה שאדם בירה לעצמו זאת שתכלית חייו הוא הקרבת אלוקים לטוב. So a person clarifies that the purpose of his life is the closeness to Hashem. But, נראה לו מחשבתו מעורהרת, שכדי להיות דבוק בבויר יתברך שמו, צריך להיות פרוש, כמו שרבינו עליו השלום, להתנתק מכל ענייני העולם הזה, התנתקות כמו רע. But a person thinks that in order to have this dveikus, you have to separate yourself, like Moshe Rabbeinu, complete separation from this worldliness. No food, no drink, no relation, nothing, no work. That is the Yetzer Hara. That's fool talk. It's actually just a trick trying to make a person far from Hashem. So Hashem, so the Yetzer Hara is trying to make all these tricks. Say, ah, that's for those tzaddikim, that's not for you. But in fact, Mevu'ar lanu b'dvarav hitav, the Mesilas Yesharim explains very clearly, Shadam yachol liot chassid v'davuk b'kino ad kidei ruach ha-kodesh v'tchiyat ha-mitim. A person can merit to ruach ha-kodesh v'tchiyat ha-mitim. Eino shayach l'ma shu osek po. It's not relevant how many hours a day he's working and how many hours a day he's learning. Im Torah v'im melacha, kol zet b'tanai shekol ma'asav l'shem shamayim be'emet. Question is, are your actions l'shem shamayim? Are you learning Torah to the best of your ability and with the best of your time? You're working what's necessary. When you're working and eating, that's also for the sake of heaven. So it's not relevant the quantity, it's about the quality of your life. That is a determinant factor of your kirvat alakim, and you can even merit to amazing levels like Ruach HaKodesh. Give out, should have an amazing day where every action is the same Shemayim.